Okay, thank you, Penny. Yeah, I think that in the hierarchy, it's better that in.
Merci. Je crois que sans le RTE, donc, ce serait la suggestion de Ricard de procéder de cette manière. Que l'on fasse une série d'amendements.
In 09 and 010. So,
Nous interrompons les services d'interprétation.
or is it then not 010? Is it then 10 series of amendments? I don't know exactly. But I have the same question as you raised, Penny, that the contracting parties who are need this kind of approval for 83 without RDE, they should make themselves known that this is a question or a method they need, and make themselves known that this is the situation. So that will be very helpful if they do so. Otherwise, we're making legislation why when there is no request from a contracting party point of view. But okay, we see when the proposal is there. I see that the proposal from the Commission will include reference to RDE regulation, which is still pending as well, because there's a DUP29 document, and that will be solved in the Euro 6e approval, which is where we're also waiting for now. The floor is open for any other comments, reflections, if I see this correctly. So Penny, again, thank you for this, and I look also to the secretariat. I think that it is good when we have this document from the Commission, this informal document for Regulation 83/08, we make it as a sub of as a post informal document from this GOPE session, from the 96 GOPE, sorry, 86 GOPE, and that we can comment, written comment, and before you do, we can have bilateral discussions, or that you can organize meetings, what you want, and make yourself known that the written comments will be sent to the secretariat of the GOPE, so to François, so that we collect all the information from this informal document. François, you had to add something, or was